We're going to start the program today in Santa Fe, Texas, just one day after a gunman turned the tight-knit community's high school into a horrific crime scene. 10 people are confirmed dead, and the gunman, a student, is in custody. NPR's Corey Turner is there in Santa Fe and has this story.
If any one voice captures the pain and the resilience of Santa Fe, a community still rebuilding in many ways after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey last year, it's Congressman Randy Weber. He spoke earlier today at a press conference.
We will pull together. We will grieve together. We will love one another. We'll work together. We did it after Harvey, still doing it after Harvey. We'll do it after this.
On the drive into this small town, named for the railroad that gave it life, a sign in front of the Quick Car Oil and Lube reads, "You're in our prayers." And you'll find many more like it on the stretch of road that leads to Santa Fe Junior High School. That's where students and just as many parents began arriving midday today. From here, students were driven on long yellow buses to the high school, still a crime scene, so that they could retrieve their cars and some of them their personal belongings. When someone asks Autumn Harrison, a 16-year-old sophomore, if she'll be ready to go back to school.
Not at all. I'm not even ready to get on the bus and go get my stuff. I'm scared. I'm still trying to figure out. I don't know if there's going to be another one or not.
Harrison says she was on the school's second floor when the fire alarm went off. She made it out. Her friend Christian, though, did not.
He was my best friend. He did everything for me. He literally sit there by lunch. If I was crying, he'd come up to me and hug me. He meant a lot to everyone here.
But when asked what needs to happen to make her school safer, she says she doesn't think guns are the problem.
Gun control? Honestly, I don't think it's the gun's fault. I think it's people shooting people. To be honest, how can a gun pull a trigger by itself? It can't.
Instead, she says, she'd like to see more security in her school. Bulletproof glass, more metal detectors. Harrison's friend, sophomore Alyssa Vole, says she doesn't know how she feels.
I believe that any kid who goes up and shoots a school, I believe that they're hurt inside and that they're hurting. They just don't know how to deal with it,
This question about how this could have been prevented and how do you prevent the next school shooting is complicated in a place like Santa Fe. I spoke to a man today who said one of his grandkids escaped the high school, the same school he attended decades ago. He echoed both Vole and Harrison, saying maybe school security needs to improve, and so do mental health services. But when it comes to access to guns, Santa Fe is a rural community. Everybody has guns, he said, and I don't think much will change. Corey Turner, NPR News, Santa Fe, Texas.